With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump appearing on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show this morning. He was asked why people have such strong feelings about him.
Because I have a tendency to win. It's a nice thing, and that bothers people. Sometimes I play a little bit rough, but they play rough. They are rough and vicious people. They are vicious people. They're dirty people. They've weaponized government. They've weaponized everything. And it actually made me more popular.
Vice President Harris, meanwhile, stepping up her warnings about Trump's, quote, mental fitness and his intentions for the presidency. Also at SRNNews.com, the Texas Senate race between Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democrat Representative Colin Allred is neck and neck.
A poll from the Hill and Emerson College shows Cruz leading Allred 48% to 47% with less than 2 weeks before Election Day. The survey is the closest margin between the two in recent weeks, with the University of Texas poll from earlier this month showing Cruz with a 7-point lead and the New York Times Siena College poll showing Cruz with a 4-point lead over Allred. The poll released Wednesday also shows Trump leading Harris in the Lone Star State, 53% to 46%, as the presidential race focuses on battlegrounds such as Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. While the Cruz-Allred contest is expected to be the tightest race for a Republican-held Senate seat this year, the closest races are expected to be for seats held by Democrats. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Food poisoning outbreaks tied to McDonald's and Boar's Head may be leaving some Americans wondering if the risks are out there in the U.S. food supply. Experts who track food safety say improvements, of course, are needed around the country, but overall, the situation is not getting any worse. Federal officials say the food supply remains one of the safest in the world. This is SRN News. Baltimore teaming up with Planned Parenthood.
The city is spending $15 million taxpayer dollars on a new sex ed program for the public schools that is being provided by the nation's largest abortion business. It's called You Choose, and the website for the program includes information on how to obtain an abortion and or puberty-blocking drug so a child can live as the opposite sex. Parents, clergymen, and some lawmakers are expressing outrage about You Choose, but Baltimore officials are so far undeterred. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New report finds women living in states with abortion bans obtained that procedure in the second half of 2023 at about the same rate as before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. That report by the Society of Family Planning finds that women in states with the bans traveled out of state or had prescription abortion pills mailed to them. This is SRN News. Well, Coca-Cola says its third quarter revenue fell as sales flattened and declined around the world.
Despite the discouraging revenue news, the company still beat Wall Street's forecasts. Officials say they expect full-year organic revenue to rise 10%, which is at the high end of its previous guidance. The Atlanta beverage giant said its revenue fell 1% to $11.9 billion. That still beat Wall Street's forecast of $11.6 billion, according to analysts polled by FactSet.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the company said it raised prices 10% in the July to September period, partly due to hyperinflation in markets like Argentina. Southwest Airlines will replace several members of its board with candidates pushed by Elliott Investment Management, that in order to end a months-long fight with the hedge fund. More details at SRNNews.com.